Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All right, off another big week, gave you the Cardinals outright over the Seahawks, Tampa taking down Vegas, Nebraska not belonging on the same field as Ohio State, another big weekend for the service. On Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how is life in South FLA?
Great, really good. No complaints. Everything could always be a little bit better, could be a lot worse, so... Enjoying everything. When you're winning, it's fun. We've only had one losing week. Always, you know, the last week of the month is always big for Madge. So many people, I'm telling you, Steve, I can win. So there's been 5 weeks in this month. We've not had a losing week. A lot of 7-4, 7-5s. But we had 1-10-2. If I go 5-7 this week, you would think the sky is falling in for my client.
Yeah, well, end of month. It's like, man, I got to pay my rent. I got to pay the gas and electric. I got to pay my drug dealer. I mean, come on. Get your head in the game.
Right.
All right. Let's start in Sin City Saturday night. Yep. UNLV season one under a former Duck offensive coordinator, Marcus Arroyo, hosts Nevada Reno, who won a wild one in overtime. Carson Strong, their quarterback, big day, 420 passing, 4 TDs. Vegas looked horrible, managed just 11 first downs, 186 total yards. Pretty big number, however. Wolfpack laying 15. What's the number here?
What's the intel? Why did Marcus take this job?
I guess he wanted to be a head coach, and he knew he wasn't going to get a P5 head coaching job. And this was, I would imagine, a springboard to what he aspired to.
They've got a new stadium next year, so that is a positive. Other than that, I just don't see many positives. I mean, they're not recruiting. These kids, just not coaching them up. I think it's a clown coaching staff, I got to be honest with you. And Nevada, I wasn't expecting a whole lot. They have some playmakers at running back and receiver. I just think it's a mismatch here. You got kids that can play, kids that can score. They can score on every play. Problem with Nevada, they took their foot off the gas. You know, they're up by almost 3 touchdowns, and they got conservative, almost cost them the game last week. But I think they'll learn from it. I think they're the right side. I have them winning this game 45-21.
All righty. The Battle of Nevada. Big Ten, week two. Happy Valley, although after their wacky OT loss to Indiana, probably not that happy. The football gods show a sense of humor. Now Ohio State comes to Beaver Stadium. Buckeyes thump Nebraska. Justin Fields barely broke a sweat, 20 of 21. And, you know, he had a rushing touchdown, a couple of passing TDs. Nittany's, wow, rarely this big of a home underdog getting 15. How do you see this one playing out?
So, lines come down to about 12.5, 13, and just, I think it's the right move here. Now, Penn State, they lost last week, but they outstatted Indiana 488-211. They held the ball for almost 41 of the 60 minutes. Somehow they just lost 36-35. It happens sometimes. And Ohio State blistered Nebraska, but Nebraska's not good. I mean, Nebraska's offense, you know, they got some players. Martinez looks good at times. And they moved the ball all over Ohio State. I think Ohio State with only 4 returning starters, I have some question marks about that team. So Justin Fields is dynamic. They're going to score 35-45 on everyone, but I just don't know about the defense. I just think James Franklin, he makes some baffling end-of-game decisions, but his game planning, his team's execution is usually excellent. We don't need to win the game. We just need to keep the game within 2 touchdowns. Remember, the last 3 years when they played, Penn State lost by 11 last year, but they were leading the game going into the fourth quarter. And then the 2 years before that, they lost by 1 point. I think Ohio State wins 38-30, but Penn State covers.
All righty. To the NFL, a lot of good matchups this week. It's 2 time in your neck of the woods. The Rams come across the country to Hard Rock Stadium. L.A. bounced back from a bad loss to the Niners, suffocated that awful Bear offense in Monday night's game, getting some good ground production from Darrell Henderson. Miami comes off a bye, beating the jests. Fish getting four at home. Who are you liking in this one?
So I think it was time to play Tua. I think that he's ready. You know, based on what they're seeing in practice, they said the green light's on the last 2 to 3 weeks. So the timing is right. I just don't think the opponent's right. People think of the Rams as a home team. Not the case. They've actually covered 18 of the last 29 away games with Sean McVay as a head coach. And Jared Goff, 9 of his 12 touchdown passes have come on the road this year. So I just think that the Rams are deep on offense. I mean, their fourth receiver is Jefferson, the kid from LSU that had like 4 or 5 touchdown catches in the semifinal game. They're that deep and that explosive. But here's the problem for the Miami offense. I think they got to push the ball down the field. They got to use a couple, maybe after the first series, a couple double routes, stop and goes, post corners. They got to keep the Rams honest, because if they don't, Jalen Ramsey at cornerback and those two safeties, Taylor Rapp and John Johnson, they'll jump on some routes. And last Monday night, with that win over Chicago, Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers, whose defensive line didn't even play that great. They know that everyone's watching this game. They do not want to allow Tua to embarrass them. I like the Rams, 27-17.
All righty. Staying in the NFL, history will be made Sunday. Ravens host the Steelers, big midseason AFC North matchup. I read since the merger 50 years ago, 25th meeting between the head coaches. That's the most in the last 50 years, Tomlin and Harbaugh, Roethlisberger dueling with Lamar Jackson. Ravens a little dinged in the secondary. Pittsburgh's down Chris Wormley, a lineman, and Jordan Dangerfield, a safety. Baltimore laying 4 at M&T Stadium. What gives here?
So I think Pittsburgh might be a little bit better team. As we talk all the time about matchups, sometimes it's when you play a team, who you have available to play in that game. And you know, Baltimore, 2 weeks ago, they're playing at home against Cleveland. They wanted to hold down little brother. Did a great job. They bring their A or their A-minus game. And they had to play a team also that runs a lot of 2 running back, 2 tight end sets. Then they go on the road last week and they play Tennessee. They run a lot of multiple stuff. And they brought it in the first half. I mean, they played maybe their best half of football, up by 17. They did hold on. And they didn't have much left down the stretch. That game goes another quarter, they probably lose by a touchdown. But now they got to go on the road against Baltimore, coming off a bye. And Baltimore, I don't think we've seen the best of Lamar Jackson. They're the highest scoring team in the NFL, but Lamar Jackson hasn't played anywhere close to a game like he played last year. So I think that knee is maybe healed up now, the extra week. And got to face a spread option quarterback in the NFL without Devin Bush. And he's the most underrated, I believe, linebacker in the NFL. So he's down with an ACL injury. He gets 10, 12, 14 tackles a game. It's just too much. I like Baltimore here, 34-27.
All righty. A big one out here in our neck of the woods. The Niners bounced back big from that loss to the Dolphins. They got to 500 when they beat the Rams. They devoured the Patriots last week. They got some injury issues and offensive line kind of coming together. Seattle looking to bounce back from their first loss after a season's worth of close calls. A lot of injuries there, a lot of game time decisions. Seattle's laying a field goal at home. What's your read on this one?
So San Francisco is one of these teams. You know, the first two games, they win straight up and against the spread. Then they lose the next two straight up and against the spread. Then they win 2 straight up and against the spread. Some teams are like that. They're just, you know, they're back and forth. And I think San Francisco might be one of those teams. Now, Seattle, you know, bad situational play against Arizona last week. Now they get to play San Francisco, the team that they were a yard away from, you know, hosting games in the playoffs last year. I think it cost them, and it propelled San Francisco onto that getting to the Super Bowl. I just don't see Russell Wilson throwing 2 or 3 interceptions in this game. I just feel that by you know, getting Dunlap in that trade, I think it's going to bolster them. I think psychologically they'll be up. And even though I think Seattle's about 18th in total defense, they are in the top 10 in run defense. So I think they're going to be able to put San Francisco in some third and long situations. And when you get Jimmy G in third and long situations, usually means good things will happen for the defense. Give me Seattle. I think they win this game 35-30.
Alrighty. Like I mentioned, you are on a big time roll, pandemic or not, hitting a huge percentage on our show, and more importantly, killing it for your clients, following those and finding those advantageous matchups. So your game of the week is in the Mountain West, San Diego State and Logan for Utah State, who's a 7-point home dog. So let the folks know how they can get that game and all that you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, we won 7 of 8 weeks. I don't know many people in the country that can do that. I mean, with the COVID situation, I mean, there's, like, hey, one of the games I was going to play this week, Wisconsin and Nebraska, taken off the board. So just got to work a little bit harder. But, you know, we study and I watch these games and watch every play of every college and NFL game. And I'm seeing some things out there that we can take advantage of. So someone wants to join me. A couple weeks ago, we had that 7 for 77 special. We went 7-0. Last week, 9 for 97, we went 6-3. That's 13-3 the last 2 weeks. Don't wait until, you know, the bowl season. I'm telling you, I get more people that contact me for the bowls and say, I'm ready to go now. Don't wait then. Now's the time. You know, if you're down a little bit, we can get you back to even in the plus. If you're even, get you in the plus. So we have a special this week, 9 games, $97. ParamountSports.com, or if you want to speak to me or get the free game, San Diego State and Utah State, I think you got a real good feel on this game. Just call 800-400-9741.
Hey, fun stuff as always, Lee. October will soon be a memory. I will talk to you to kick off November next week.
No, not in November.
Dovember, my bad. All right, we go from...
All right.
Well done, Lee. Have a good one, man.
See you.
Take it easy.